PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
What's up, PNC Mavericks? It's your favorite contrarian, Craig Pretzinger, back again with another dose of unconventional wisdom for quantum growth. Today, we're tackling law number 4 from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, always say less than necessary. Now, I know what you're thinking. Craig, aren't you always telling us to speak up, be bold, and make our voices heard? You're absolutely right. But here's the thing. There's a difference between being assertive and being a chatterbox. And when it comes to persuasion and influence in the insurance world, sometimes less is more. Think about it. When you're in a sales meeting or a negotiation, who do you find more compelling? The person who rambles on and on, trying to dazzle you with their knowledge and expertise, or the person who speaks deliberately, choosing their words carefully and delivering their message with precision and impact? 9 times out of 10, it's the latter. Because when you say less, you create an aura of authority and mystery. You leave your audience wanting more, hanging on your every word instead of tuning out from information overload. But don't just take my word for it. Some of the most successful people in the insurance industry are masters of the art of saying less. Take my good friend, Jason Feltman, the mastermind behind Impact and Freedom. Jason is known for his ability to distill complex ideas into simple, powerful messages that cut through the noise and get straight to the heart of the matter. He doesn't waste words or try to impress people with jargon. He speaks with clarity, conviction, and purpose. The same goes for the dynamic duo behind the Insurance Dudes. These guys have built a cult following by being straight shooters who tell it like it is. They don't sugarcoat things or beat around the bush. They deliver their insights and advice with a no BS approach that resonates with their audience. So how can you put this law into practice in your own insurance career? It all starts with being intentional and strategic in your communication. First, know your audience. Take the time to understand their needs, their pain points, and their goals. What are they really looking for from you? What information do they need to make a decision or take action? Once you have that clarity, focus on delivering your message in the most concise and impactful way possible. Strip away the fluff and the filler and get straight to the point. Use simple, clear language that anyone can understand and avoid jargon or technical terms that might alienate or confuse your audience. But being concise doesn't mean being abrupt or dismissive. You still need to build rapport and establish trust with your audience. The key is to do it in a way that's authentic, genuine, and respectful of their time and attention. One way to do this is by using the power of storytelling. Instead of just rattling off facts and figures, share a personal anecdote or a client success story that illustrates your point. People are naturally drawn to stories, and they're more likely to remember and act on information when it's presented in a narrative format. Another tip is to use the art of the pause. Don't be afraid to let silence fill the room after you've made a key point or asked a provocative question. Give your audience a moment to process what you've said and to formulate their own thoughts and responses. This not only shows respect for their intelligence and autonomy, but it also creates a sense of anticipation and engagement. Finally, remember that persuasion is a two-way street. It's not about manipulating or controlling your audience. It's about creating a dialogue and a partnership. Invite feedback and questions and be open to hearing different perspectives and ideas. The more you can create a sense of collaboration and co-creation, the more invested and committed your audience will be. So there you have it, my fellow Mavericks. The power of saying less and achieving more. It may feel counterintuitive at first, but trust me. When you master the art of strategic communication, you'll be amazed at how much more influence and impact you can have. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep seeking out the unconventional wisdom that will set you apart from the pack. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dubdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.